You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
If you're just joining us, we are Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Don't forget, check out 805favorites.com.
And one of our favorites, of course, is 9021FA. And talk about a perfect day for that, with that FA soup that you love so much,
yum,
Sandy. And
I do
love, too. I'm not a huge soup drinker. I mean, no, I made that wrong. You don't drink soup, do you? No.
You do both. You,
well, you
eat
spoon
and
it.
You drink.
Yeah,
in
okay.
fact, I think soup should be given to you with
yeah.
a fork and a spoon.
And then two hands that just lift it up and pour it in, you know.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually, you know. But their pho soup is so good. I mean, they've got it in fish, they've got it meat.
Vegetarian.
They've got it vegetarian with
faux ham.
Let's not get into faux ham again.
Whatever it is. But also the spring rolls. It's just really clean, great food. I highly recommend it. Both Sandy and I do. They're 30990 Russell Ranch Road, or call ahead and pick up.
I was going to say, if you don't want to get out of the
car.
Yeah,
curbside pickup. You can get that pho soup today. It could be pouring down rain. You don't got to worry about it. The kid who's working there comes out. Give him a tip, you know. But give him a call at 818-597-1902. Love that song.
I know you love
no,
that song.
No, I don't.
One of these days, you let me
know.
No,
you're going to get a real song. I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. It's not a real song.
I'm working
it
on the I'm Tom, but you told me I can't take
your
spot.
It's easy for you to remember. We didn't want to go too hard for you.
Thank you.
Keep it simple. Today's Hungry Man could have been brought to you by Your Ad. If you're a business who needs exposure and a little marketing assistance, Tom and Sandy's 805 and Everybody's Hungry can get your word out.
So we do a really good job.
We do
really
a great
good job.
Live on air.
I got a big mouth.
Give us a call at 805-570-5636. What's exciting today, though, I want to talk to you about my little travel adventure.
Yeah,
that's
you were
right.
gone.
You did.
You've been gone. Yeah.
We had a great little time up in San Francisco. I have a friend who is an importer for a specialty olive oil company and provided me the opportunity to go up to the fancy food show. NASFT.
Now, how is that fancy?
Well, what they do, the NASFT, say that, without
N-A-S-F-T.
Coffee.
NASFT.
Without coffee.
Yeah. Where is the coffee, by the way? Is
they're working
coming?
On it.
Are they working? Are they coming?
They're
it's
on their
roasting,
way.
Okay.
They're
okay.
Yeah,
route.
Roasting.
They've
come
got
on.
They got their bat signal going.
All right.
But it's the National Association for Specialty Food Trade. And what they do is they, it's a membership. A lot of businesses and corporations are part of it. But twice a year, they have a big trade show, one in San Francisco, one in New York, where they bring together over 1,300 different vendors and over 80,000 products and specialty products, unique items, kind of like what we have with Rosie Lee and Paradise Pantry, who,
right.
as a quick plug, were up there. It was kind of nice. I was working in the booth with my friend's company, and along came Rosie Lee.
Oh,
really? I mean, she's
cool.
up there?
Yeah, Susanna Fritz came by
yeah.
and said hello.
Susanna
and then the
Fritz,
whole crew
yeah.
from Paradise Pantry with Kelly and Tina as well, they came by.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is they're up looking at the hottest new products and the best products available to restaurateurs, you know, specialty markets, and all the great food out there that's, you know, making trends right now.
Uh-huh.
And they're looking for those great products to bring back to our local communities.
Right. So, it's kind of like a furniture show where
you
shop for furniture. It's going to be coming out in the spring or whatever else. This
and,
is new
you know,
food lines.
Depending on your goals, it can be a little gluttonous. Every other booth has some kind of sampling. They've got, you know, a lot of great products out there. Again, some of the products are unique that haven't even hit the market yet. I had a great chocolate bar from one company that's not even coming out until May. So they're showcasing it to, you know, those businesses and those brokers who are trying to bring those products to market. The other cool thing is in the South Hall, it's up in the Moscone Center. So it's, you know, two big convention buildings right near Union Square at the San Francisco show. In the South Hall, they have a whole section devoted just to countries. So the countries, tourism and travel
mm-hmm.
bureaus sponsor these rows where the countries that don't have, some of these products that don't have an importer yet,
mm-hmm.
some unique things that are coming in that they want U.S. citizens to be able to purchase, but they don't have an importer or a broker yet to
right.
bring those products over here.
Now, one of the things that I saw in your notes was Zena's Gypsy Tea. Tell me a little bit about that.
Zena's Gypsy Tea is kind of a local following. She's got a great product based out of the City of Commerce. But the food scene in Ventura County is a big supporter of Zena's Gypsy Tea. There are a lot of individuals in Ventura and Ventura County who are friends with Zena. And again, it's really kind of a holistic, very natural. She goes down to the the T Farms, mm-hmm. and works directly with the growers and the farmers. She's also building schools through some of the, you know, proceeds and the profits she's making from the tea. So she's doing great things both for the local community, but also for those communities where she's sourcing her product from.
Hey, I have a question. So I think I just noticed it recently because I am all of a sudden gluten-free, but did they have anything there that was for me?
And you know, we had...
Because that's a new fad, isn't it?
It is a new fad.
What I think it is? As soon as you're not feeling well, you go to the doctor, oh, it's gluten. No, seriously, I think it's a new fad. It was just like, what's wrong with me? You're bipolar. Well, oh, okay, thank you.
I think I saw a sign with gluten, like with evil eyes and, you know, one of those little red circles in the slash.
Yeah.
But you're touching on one of the great things that I found when I was up at the show. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had Chef Cindy in talking about the food trends of 2013 that she mm-hmm. was seeing coming up. And there was a lot of, again, consistency and trends that were showcased, gluten-free being one of them. Huge market for gluten-free products
Hell
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm not the only one.
No, you're not. That's what I'm saying. It's a huge thing.
He was being
thing.
Sincere, Sandy.
I was being sincere. And, you know, Sandy, please.
It's such a new thing for you to be sincere that I don't know how to take it.
The one time I really look at you and I really cared about your glutenism.
Continue on, Jason.
No problem.
Not really.
So, yeah, gluten-free was a big thing. Tom? Mm?
Right. What?
See, I'm like a great server.
I wasn't paying attention. What did you say?
I was going to talk about all the great cheesemongers and cheese shops that were represented.
Are they gluten-free?
They are not gluten-free. Oh, not all of them.
Okay. Cheese is automatically gluten-free.
Yeah, but some of them have some interesting ingredients and things tossed into it.
Yeah.
But one of the beautiful things about a cheese shop and cheesemonger, Tom?
Blue cheese, buddy.
Bang.
Man, I love blue cheese.
A lot of blue cheeses represented.
I don't care if there's gluten
Suzanne
in it.
Suzanne was telling me about this awesome, Suzanne from Rosie Lee was telling me about this awesome goat cheese, blue cheese that she'd sampled. She said it was to die for. And I think that's a great new thing. You know, goat is, outside of the U.S., the top utilized animal.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S., we focus more on cattle and that. But goat is so widely used throughout the rest of the world, both for meat and for milk and cheese. So I would recommend.
Yeah, they're easy to take care of because they just take care of themselves.
They do take care of themselves.
Hey, you were talking about that chocolate bar that you ate. Is there anything new that's coming out with chocolate that I should know about? Because I love chocolate. If you ever do anything wrong and you want to come back to my good graces,
bring
me chocolate.
I'll make a note of that.
Truffle hound.
Yeah, just make a big note of it.
I wonder why the back of Tom's car was full of all kinds of truffles and chocolates.
Hey, I don't need to do that.
I just see him in the morning and he just hands me one.
Yeah. Now, here, go away.
Again, similar to the 805, we have a lot of great chocolatiers in the 805, a lot of great products and specialty markets that everyone should be getting out to enjoy. And they're bringing in some of these unique food items. But with the chocolate, one of the big things is creativity. You know, so we're adding different types of spices and nuts and herbs and that to chocolate that you didn't used to see.
Right. You're seeing like cinnamon is put in there or hot.
Exactly. I was going to say they're chilies.
Yeah, chili. Yeah, and that is good. Or salt.
Salt is a big thing.
Didn't you bring or somebody brought in salt and chocolate last week? I mean,
salted caramel
is really good.
Sea salt.
And it plays off the palate. You know, you've got five major zones on your palate, and the salty and the sweet, if you're getting both of those flavors or both of those components in the same dish, it really heightens the awareness of the palate. And there's a lot of chocolatiers out there that are doing different styles of salt. So not just, you know, table salt. We're looking at Himalayan salt, flake salt, clay salt, all kinds of different variations. You're putting pistachios and cardamom and, like you said, the chilies and the fire is a big trend right now.
Oh, I like that. That goes good with beer.
It does go. Speaking of beer, there are a lot of beer products out there too. I actually stopped by a booth, Beer Candy, just as a quick beercandy.com. They were really fun. They had little hard candies as well as toffees and caramels that are made with beer in the beginning of the process. You're getting those IPA notes, the stout notes and flavors.
So talk a little bit about the pantry. Paradise Pantry.
What happened? Talk a little bit about...
So Paradise Pantry, they're located right downtown across from Chicago Ribs. Great little wine and cheese shop. They have a little food tasting room. You can go in, get a sampling. You can get a flight of five wines for $10. You can get by the bottle. You can share with friends. They've got a cute little market section as well. All these types of products we're talking about. You know, local olive oils and chocolate bars and, you know, croutons and just great things that you're going to put on your table and showcase for your guests are right there in the market area as well. But Paradise Pantry, again, they're up there shopping for, you know, the next greatest thing to bring to us. I recommend going in there, getting yourself a little sandwich. They always have an awesome Wednesday special with some variation of mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Sandy.
I know.
Wah, wah.
I know.
Yeah, she likes mac and cheese.
She does. I do love
but
mac
you get yourself a glass of wine, a good little bit of food, and you can sit and enjoy the evening on a day like today. I think a great, too. You know, we got the overcast. It's cold. Sit down, have a nice warm bowl of mac and cheese, glass of wine. Tom?
Sounds good.
Next time I go up on one of these trips, though, you got to go with me because we're always talking about enhancing your palate, getting those exotic flavors and the complexity identified.
Did you get that? No.
I never said I needed to do that.
That's why we have you, Jason.
Yeah, you can talk about it. I'll eat it.
You know, one other thing I wanted to note, too, again, 805, Thomas Haynes 805 is really about local, and it's about showcasing. And obviously, my segment today was less about local, but it is a tie-in because one of the things I saw at the olive oil booth where I was working is a push for local as well. We had numerous people, you know, there's olive oils from all across the world. We are showcasing Portuguese olive oils. But a lot of representatives came by looking for specifically California-based products, California olive oils, California vinegars, and different products. So, you know, we're getting out there. There's a lot of small businesses that were showcasing their products, and the owners were working the booth. It's a great opportunity for small business and local to really get information and also pass information out.
That's a really important point. Hey, so do you have a giveaway? Because we're going to go on a break.
We do have a giveaway. Paradise Pantry, again, and thanks for the shout-out and representation up at the food show, is giving away a pair of wine tastings.
Yum. We get to try it, or somebody doesn't.
Yeah, well, you've been there. Don't
Sandy, doggone it, you just gave it away.
We get to go with them?
Nobody ever wins anything on this show. Tom and Sandy, just take it.
I could have sworn I saw her putting those in her pocket. But no, they do have a pair of wine tastings. We want to send one lucky couple over and grab some wine and then, again, secure a sandwich. Enjoy the day.
And if you're into blue cheese, believe me, they've got a couple blue cheeses there that are absolutely killer.
Yesterday was my wife's birthday. Happy birthday, Bree.
Happy birthday, Bree.
We grabbed some cheese from Paradise Pantry, little meat and cheese platter. Mm-hmm. And we had some awesome cheese. It's high quality. We didn't get the blue, Tom. Sorry. I wanted to leave some in the case for you, but we did get some great product from there. So it's going to be a good time for whoever wins those wine tastings.
Oh, how fun.
There's definitely a difference between the cheeses you buy. And I'm not, Chris, I buy a lot of cheese at Trader Joe's, you know, and they've got a good cheese area there. But when you go to places like Paradise Pantry, the cheese, it's a totally different experience.
I agree.
It's like craft brew compared to Coors Light. You know what I'm saying? Totally different
I agree.
To the palate, as you like Almost to definitely. Say. We're going to take caller number 10 on that one. 289-1520 right now. 289-1520 for a pair of tastings at Paradise Pantry. If you've never been there before, it is one of those little nice gyms right on Main Street right there. And then go right next door
into Rosie Lee.
She has got the coolest stuff in there from all over, you know, British Isles, South America, Australia, good stuff.
I want to thank everyone for following us too on Facebook and Twitter. If you want to get more information, go to everybodyshungry.org. We're doing some great things coming up with a chef series. We're potentially doing cooking series, as well as more awareness for food share and the hungry in our community, which is a big piece of what we're trying to do.
I've learned so much ever since I met Jason. I got to tell you.
Really?
I'm so much more scholared.
Okay.
Jason. All right, we're going to go on a short break.
Love you guys.
Get that chip
really
off your shoulder.
Sponsors. You're listening to Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.